Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
It's Chargers Week, breaking down the game between the Broncos and Chargers on this What to Know Wednesday. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
All right, we are lucky to be joined by Mac Money Smith from Petros and Money on AM 570 in L.A. Matt, man, what an honor to have you on. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, stop with the honor.
Well, come on. How long have you and Petros been doing radio in L.A.? We were just talking about that off the air. It's kind of, is it on 20 years, or are we going in that direction?
No, we're getting there. 14. This, you know, 14. We'll complete our 14th year. So we're halfway through our 14th year.
And you're doing radio play-by-play of the Chargers. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. I'm joined by Nate Jackson, who
what's up, man?
Is just moved from L.A. back here to Colorado. So he got out of L.A. because he just did not feel the L.A. community was embracing the Chargers. Nate's making a political stand, Matt.
Well, I appreciate that, Nate. You know, someone's got to. I'm going to instead just go through the long haul and take the baby steps, and hopefully that next generation of kids that has no football team now has a football team to grow up with. And I think that's kind of the thinking. You know, it's a long-term play, and
yeah,
hopefully it'll stick, you know, because certainly, folks, you know how it is. It doesn't matter where you live. For whatever reason, football is the one sport. When you pick that team, it is pretty darn hard to get you to stop rooting for that team and for the local one.
Well, all right. Catch us up then. I feel like we should start with Kroenkeville. And, you know, San Kroenke's got a big footprint here in Denver, obviously. But yeah. I imagine as big as the football season is and everything going on in the world, the development of the stadium and the city that will surround it is got to be huge news there.
Well, I think it'll help, certainly, you know, not playing in an under construction and woefully outdated LA Coliseum for the Rams, and then also playing in a soccer stadium, you know, that was 26,000 seats and price pretty much the average fan out from the second it was announced. Your average ticket price was nearly $200, and that was all secondary market for the most part for visiting fans that were happy to pay that premium to see their favorite team in that sort of setting. It's going to help, you know, having a 70,000 seat state-of-the-art venue where you can get $50 tickets or $40 tickets to get into one of these palaces is certainly going to help. Now, you know, Stan has gone from a $2 billion budget to a $6 billion stadium.
Oof,
and
wow.
There's likely going to be no fans in it. So, it could not have gone worse. The pandemic could not. I don't think there are any two teams that are impacted. I'm not taking anything away from any other team. But certainly, specifically, for Kroenke and the investment financially that he has already put in that he's going to lose on. And for the Chargers, hope that, you know, we can finally get fans, you know, our fans that could not afford to come to the stadium because they were priced out to come see our games now and hopefully, you know, quiet down some folks that said nobody cares. They're not going to have that opportunity.
So is their plan to not have any fans in those stands, or do they have a plan like some of these other teams to kind of space them out and have 15 or 20,000?
Oh, I think they probably have 30 plans, you know, depending on, you know, what the state does, what the county does, what the city does. I mean, you got multiple levels of government, right, that are kind of dictating terms. And that's on top of, you know, the NFL, the governing body that's also going to probably have some rules in place because you would assume fair competitive advantage if, you know, Denver's comfortable having 25,000 fans, but the city of L.A. says you can't have any. So I think everybody is operating as though you're not going to have fans this year. That's what we've seen with, you know, the other sports, be it F1 or the EPL or NASCAR or golf, which seemed to be a sport that was going to have a pretty easy opportunity to get this thing rolled out to see whether or not fans could attend professional sporting events, and now they've canceled that idea. So I think I'm, you know, and I don't know anything, none of us do, right? But I think probably they're operating under the assumption that there won't be any fans.
Matt Money Smith is the play-by-play voice of the Chargers, so let me go through some football things here. The starter in week one at quarterback for the Chargers will be...
It's Taylor. I can't see it being anybody but Teron. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why, while they were certainly interested in Tom Brady, and I think without question would have signed him if he would have picked them. I heard they offered him more money than Tampa. I think that's why the Cam Newton thing never materialized, was the idea that, you know, Teron is in our system. He knows the personnel. He's got chemistry with the personnel. He knows the coordinator. He knows the court, you know. He knows the head coach, and the head coach knows him. It's a comfort issue, and that's probably in this particular offseason a plus to have that, to have some sort of knowledge and base from your quarterback with your coordinators, with your players. So, you know, and then you add in that Justin Herbert hasn't had an opportunity to have any of that. So, and he's a rookie. I do believe that they think, you know, not only is that the better option, but that Taylor can win games. That, mm-hmm. that with this defense, this team can win double-digit games and challenge for a playoff spot.
So Justin Herbert is a starting quarterback next year? Week 10?
Well, if it's up to them, I think best-case scenario is next year.
Okay.
Is Tyrod wins games, you know, and they're pushing for 9, 10, 11 wins and a playoff spot, you know, kind of behind one of the better defenses in the league.
Matt, did you feel it was the right time to let Phillip Rivers go, or did you feel like he had a couple more years in a Chargers uniform?
You know, that's a tough one, because you think back 2 years, and there was no question that Phillip covered up a lot of deficiencies on offense, particularly the offensive line, with how well he played, how quickly he got the ball out, his ability to diagnose defense. You know, that along with that defense was the reason they went 12-4. Last year, the offensive line was ravaged by injury. The Melvin Gordon holdout to start the season did not go well. Hunter Henry going down in week one did not help him out. And I think it was apparent, like, okay, well, not having a mobile quarterback, you know, behind a suspect offensive line is not doing this team any favors. So I think you sort of felt like that writing was there, that it was probably going to be his last year once things got sideways. You know, if they were successful and were able to build on that 12-4 season, I have no question. If they went 12-4 again, won another playoff game, that he would be back. But I think that it went so badly, it gave them that out of, you know, our head coach isn't really comfortable with this style of quarterback. The NFL seems to be moving on from this style of quarterback. And maybe it's time that we're going to have this top 10 pick for us to finally do, you know, kind of what a lot of other teams have already done while having stability at quarterback, and that's draft and perhaps groom somebody to take over that's younger and much less expensive.
All right, a couple quick ones before we wrap it up. Matt Money Smith, who does play-by-play for the Chargers in L.A., who got the better player, the Broncos getting Melvin Gordon or the Chargers getting Chris Harris Jr.?
Well, yeah, that's interesting, because I think it depends how that player fits and how much is going to be asked of him. You know, if you ask me, I think Philip Lindsay is a better back.
Do you really? Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I really do.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I really do.
that's terrible, actually.
That's not terrible. Well, it's not
terrible
a bad
that
problem.
That a guy who knows the Chargers and knows the players, I mean, really looking at it, thinks that, you know, the Broncos just spent $8 million for a guy who's not as good as the guy they already have. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, well, but it also depends how they want to use him, right? So I think for Chris Harris, you know, Desmond King was, while he had a great season 2 years before, he was terrible last year. I mean, he was one of the worst slot corners in the league last year. And you watched guys pick on him repeatedly as games got away from them. So it was clear that was a position of need. And the idea that you've got Casey on the outside, who's still playing at a Pro Bowl level, and you're able to replace King and put Chris Harris back in the slot, you know, I think you combine that with a pass rush that includes, you know, not only Bosa and Ingram, but now Linval Joseph and a fully healthy Derwin James at a safety spot. You know, I think that was a hole that was a major hole for them last year's.
We
look at it as he's a huge upgrade.
We really appreciate your time. One more on the way out. We're previewing. This is what we're doing here in the summertime, Matt. We're previewing the lineup for the Broncos against the Chargers in the two games The Chargers will what the Broncos?
I think it's probably a split.
Split?
I just think the two teams are so similar.
Yeah.
You have dominant defenses, dominant pass rush, great secondary, talent at all three levels of the defense. You want to run the heck out of the ball. And you've got a question mark at quarterback and offensive line with awesome tight ends and receivers. Right? I think they're just so similar that it leads me to think it's probably a split.
Yeah, actually, that's what I got too. But and we'll see. We'll see where it all goes. Matt, man, thank you so much. Continued success for you and best of luck this year. And stay healthy, my friend.
Got it, Matt. You got it, Nate. Thanks, brothers.
Thanks,
appreciate
Matt.
All right, we really appreciate Matt Money-Smith on the Fireball Hotline previewing the Chargers. Okay, time has come and gone on Justin Simmons to give us the behind-the-scenes scoop. Our Broncos insider, Troy Rank, will join us next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.